News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. There are some schools that are already announcing early dismissals and some changes because of the impending weather. Let's get to our list brought to you by Bill's Service Center. Granton schools have canceled four-year-old kindergarten. In Marshfield, they will dismiss early today at 1 o'clock. In Neillsville, four-year-old kindergarten and early Head Start are canceled. The Owen Withy School District will dismiss at 12:15. Rosholt will have a 12 noon dismissal. The State College of Beauty Culture in Walsall will close at 4:30 today. And in Stevens Point, their public school childhood screenings are canceled today, and parent-teacher conferences scheduled for today are going to be rescheduled for 1 week from now. Governor Walker has called up about 140 National Guard troops to be on standby in case the weather gets bad. Emergency Management Director Todd Pritchard says he is expecting a lot of wet, heavy snow.
You know, we're looking at the potential of, 8, 9, 10, 12 plus inches of snow, depending on how the storm cracks and where it goes, really in kind of in the western and in north-central parts of the state.
Snowfall totals for our area, we're predicting 3 to 6 inches in a band from Shawano to Adams County, 6 to 10 inches in Marathon County, with areas north and west getting up to a foot. Purchased by Google, a Wisconsin Rapids company, as we hear from WSAU reporter Raymond Newpert.
Google's venture capital division has chosen to put $40 million into Wisconsin Rapids-based Renaissance Learning. The new investment by Google will mean a change in the board of directors, and they will have a representative on the board shortly. London, England-based private equity firm Permira purchased Renaissance Learning in 2011 and will retain majority control of the company. Renaissance is only the third company Google Capital has invested in. The other two are SurveyMonkey and Lending Club. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
A proposed Quick Trip on Bridge Street in Wausau is drawing some opposition. The city held a neighborhood meeting last night along with a Quick Trip representative and the developers, Chuck and Chris Godorzi. Many of the residents and rental property owners say adding a convenience store at 1204 Bridge Street just west of Newman High School would create traffic problems, noise, and light pollution. The project still needs a city council okay. A Michigan man's been arrested in Oneida County for soliciting sex from a teenager who was underage. 25-year-old Benjamin Lottie from Ironwood, Michigan, called a phone number advertised on Craigslist and tried to arrange for a meeting in Minocqua. He told investigators that he didn't believe the girl was only 15. He was arrested by an undercover Oneida County sheriff's deputy. A federal grand jury has indicted the woman accused of kidnapping her newborn nephew 2 weeks ago today. 31-year-old Kristen Smith is jailed in Iowa. She's been charged in Texas on a warrant for an unrelated crime. A grand jury in Madison returned a state indictment Wednesday afternoon, charging Smith with kidnapping. Weather permitted, she's going to be transferred from Iowa to Wisconsin today, and she'd be scheduled for an initial court appearance coming up on Friday. The release of documents from a secret John Doe investigation took place yesterday, and now some of Governor Walker's political opponents are taking a very close look.
Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Mike Tate believes Governor Scott Walker knew what was going on during his 2010 campaign.
It's just a little hard to believe that Scott Walker was totally unaware that his senior staff was breaking the law on a regular basis.
Tate couldn't point to any political bombshell coming out of the newly released information, though he says he needs to sift through 27,000 emails and hundreds of documents.
All these people were breaking the law, but I was unaware of it. I wasn't directing it. It's sort of like see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
Governor Walker was never charged with any wrongdoing in the John Doe case. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
President Obama is putting some pressure on leaders in Ukraine over anti-government protests. During a Wednesday news conference, the president said the Ukrainian government and military have a responsibility to show restraint. These are some of the sounds from Freedom Square in Kiev. The president expressed optimism about an announcement from Ukraine's leaders, but he'll negotiate with opposition leaders to stop further bloodshed. At least 24 dead there. And opposition leaders say they have taken over the Ukraine's main post office near government buildings in Kiev. Let's get a look at our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
It'll be a damp day for today with a mixture of rain, sleet, and snow developing, but fairly light through much of the day. Late in the afternoon, that will become heavier, a high of 36. And tonight, it looks like the heavy snow well north and west of Wausau up to a foot possible. Otherwise, around central Wisconsin, sleet and snow during the evening, piling up to around 2 to 6 inches, turning very windy late tonight with a low of 16. Very windy on Friday, some light snow in the morning, a high around 20. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
A lot of things factoring into today's forecast. Local temperature will determine how much rain we get before changing over to snow. And of course, the storm track is going to set up a line for heavier snow, we believe, to our north and west. But that is also subject to change as this weather moves into our area. If there are more early school dismissals, get that at WSAU.com/cancellations. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.